Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Rowan ASH on another weekly Thursday live stream. A belated happy Austin Day or happy 316 Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day sa mga nagsa-celebrate. Kaya ako naka-Celtics t-shirt. I miss the days when I could go to an Irish pub in the city and just down some Irish beer. And if you like to celebrate Aaliyah Day, since it's 317, happy Aaliyah Day to you as well. So yeah, we have so much to talk about on the show for tonight. We talked about it on the pre-show. We're paying tribute to the late, great Scott Hall. We're talking about Big E. We're talking about Butch, about Edge. NXT is also part of the menu. And syempre, AEW, pag-uusapan din natin yan. But if you enjoy the stuff that we do on the podcast, and if you want to enjoy some more stuff from outside of the weekly live streams, then please consider checking out our Patreon community. And here's how.
Okay, so again, malapit na ang ating premium live event of the year, which is WrestleMania, the most stupendous WrestleMania in history. So all you got to do to be a part of that, which is going to be on April 3 and 4, I believe, on Philippine time, which is 8 a.m. then, kasi hindi na DST or DST know that. All you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250 pesos a month. You get to support us and get freebies, I mean, perks and special stuff as well, like access to our Discord community where we do the watch parties where we talk about wrestling and other stuff. You get access to our exclusive review content of the weekly shows and pay-per-views. You get merch as well, either pasabais from online stores and our own line of merch, which is coming hopefully soon in some form or fashion. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250 pesos a month.
We're also giving away some cookies at the end of the live stream. So para sa mga sumali dun sa promo natin with Cookies by CEO, stick around because we're going to be bringing out the magic roulette again. Ilan ang winners natin ngayon, Ro? Isa, dalawa?
Dalawa. Let's wrap it up already so we can give out more goodies.
Okay, so we're giving away two sets of cookies from Cookies by CEO. That's happening at the end of the live stream. So, okay, before we start, si Glendale sinasabi niya best cookies ever. So I'm assuming na tanggap niya ni Ayuda from Cookies by CEO.
I will test that. I also got a bucket of cookies over the weekend. Pretty good. Kaya dun sa mga gusto mong pamigay ng cookies, padala niyo lang. Hindi ko hindihan yan.
All right, so natin yan. Thank you very much, by the way, to Cookies by CEO for hooking us up with those giveaways. All right, let's get to our first order of business on the pod. And we have to start by paying tribute to the late, great Razor Ramon, or Scott Hall. He passed away earlier this week. We first found out from Kevin Nash, who had posted on Instagram that Scott Hall was on life support. So, you know, since that post, lumabas yung mga detalye na he had, was it hip surgery or thigh surgery?
hip surgery because he was getting replacement.
Blood clots, and you know, from the blood clots, nagkaroon ng 3 heart attacks, and he had to be put on life support. And unfortunately, di na talaga kinaya, and that's why they had to take him off life support the following day. So the tributes poured in. So it's only fitting, it's only right that we also pay tribute to Scott Hall. Let's start with you, Chino, since naabutan mo talaga yung peak ni Razor Ramon.
Yeah, no, Scott Hall was a legend, part of that movement in the 90s when wrestlers were big and the attitudes were big. Their characters were even bigger. And he was memorable for a lot of things, most notably being part of the very first ladder match with Shawn Michaels. Right? That's what most people remember him for in the WWE. He was also remembered to be one of the great intercontinental champions of that era. He also formed the amazing tag team with Diesel. They moved to WCW, founded the NWO with Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and started the Monday Night Wars in that one night. So madami rin siyang contributions to the sport and art form of wrestling. It's sad to see him go out like this, especially considering that he fought his way back from addiction. He was an outcast of the wrestling industry for the longest time. And to see him make that comeback on WWE TV in recent memory is just one of the best moments one can have as a wrestling fan.
I'll go to you, Rowan. What are your impressions of Scott Hall in his career since, you know, you came into the fandom way after he'd retired from the ring?
So when I saw his vignettes from Vintage Collection, thanks to WWE Vintage Collection, nakita ko yung mga vignettes. I thought he was like the Carlito of that time. Kasi the way na parang fresco siya masyado and mayabang siya. And I like him as a heel. And he's really impressive. But the first time I really knew about Razor Ramon or Scott Hall is because of the WWE 2K14, because of the 30 years of WrestleMania mode. And he was inducted in the Hall of Fame at the same time. Kaya mas nakilala ko siya. And then yung Vintage Collection. Yung pinakita yung mga matches with him and X-Pac in that Crybaby match, that ladder match with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 10, and also his debut with Kevin Nash in WCW.
So if you'd seen somebody like Scott Hall today, let's say yung peak niya, but he appeared on TV in 2022, would you like him? Would you root for him?
Yeah, I think so. Parang pwede pang ma-apply yung gimmick niya in this day and age.
All right. How about you, Ro? Since, you know, pareho naman tayo ng time na pumasok ng wrestling.
I just want to contest that last part Rowan said. I don't think a white guy pretending to be a Cuban with a stereotypical mobster character is going to be a good thing or a thing at all in this day and age. So
to be fair, a lot of characters from back then should just stay back then. Like, we get it, you know.
Yeah,
it's a product of its time. Yeah.
But I get what Rowan is trying to really say in that if you were a really cool heel, and you can see it in some of those, in some characters now, then he would definitely root for them. And I definitely would root for them. See, Scott Hall, because I know him best for his for the part he played in history, in that without he and Kevin Nash's jumping ship to WCW, the Attitude Era as we know it might not have likely ever started, and then the game would probably not have been changed. I don't know how history would have played out if they didn't do what they did. So without his contribution, we would not have the wrestling industry that we have today, for better or for worse. And I will say that I think he is one of those early examples of a heel being so good at what he does, being so cool, being so confident in himself and in his character that people had no choice but to start cheering him because that's how much they identified with the smooth-talking, swaggering Razor Ramon. And that definitely set a blueprint for how the industry would treat a lot of heels moving forward from that day on. And I don't know whether to blame him or to thank him. Kasi syempre, we always want our heels to be heels and never to be the heels that are so good that they end up being cheered. But it is what it is. And that really contributed to his undying popularity. So that's really amazing of him and his talents.
To add also, I want to call special attention to a tribute Bret Hart put up on Instagram. You can check it out there. And it was just a touching tribute to his friend, Scott Hall. But also, it calls attention to the number of wrestlers from that decade who have since passed. Syempre nakakalungkot if you grew up with these wrestlers. Like, a number of the people in my age range, shall we say, grew up with. Diba? Kasi wala na si Scott Hall. Wala na si Owen Hart. Wala na si British Bulldog. Wala na si Brian Pillman. Marami na sa kanila lang wala eh. Scott Hall started his career out with Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect. He's also no longer with us. So, nakakalungkot lang isipin to see how hard the life of a wrestler must have been to pass away at such a young age.
I want to say that these guys were taking bumps. Even though the matches you saw before seemed pretty simple, they were still going out there and hurting themselves just for our entertainment. And the fact that they were doing that night after night because of the WWF house show circuit just goes to show na marami talagang damage na nasusustain. And that leads to the problems that we see them have today. And it's a good thing that the business, whether it's because of COVID or because of their practices, have curbed their touring schedule and hopefully, you know, lessen the damage that these wrestlers have sustained over the years.
I think we gotta thank Diamond Dallas Page because he is the one responsible for saving Scott Hall's life. Because there was a time that he wanted to die, and then when DDP showed up and saved him, parang mas bumuti pa yung kalagayan ni Scott Hall, because as he said before, those 12 rehabs that he had, parang hindi gumana, pero yung DDP yoga talaga yung gumana. So I guess we gotta thank DDP there.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna mention. When I think about Scott Hall, I don't really think about the in-ring stuff. I think more about his last, I would say, 10 to 15 years of life, where it was really the meta-narrative. That was really Scott Hall's narrative. He was a guy who had his demons, really struggled with them, and through the help of people like DDP, his support system, his family, his friends, they were able to pull him back out of that, and he was able to clean up his act. He was able to rehab his image, rehab his life, and by the time he got inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame twice in the span of 6 years, people were so happy. People could see that Scott Hall was in a better place in life. So it was actually written so beautifully on USA Today, this FTW page nila by Christian DeAndrea. Napakagandang article about how people cheered for Scott Hall, the human being, because of that struggle. And that's what ultimately made him resonate with so many people who also go through their own struggles, who also fight their own demons. And yun, I think that's one of the most heart-wrenching things about all of this is that Scott Hall really stood for so many people, especially in the last few years of his life. So yun. And any other things you guys want to mention, you want to put out there on the stream?
I think we touched on everything, and I'm actually glad that we touched on everything because there's a lot to say about Scott Hall, and I think we summarized it perfectly.
Yeah.
I think PBT natin siya at the end of the show.
Yeah, so. That's people right, can that's get right. their licks in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Scott Hall wasn't perfect. He wasn't like the absolute role model, but we could see naman, especially towards the end, the man tried. And he really fought very hard. So rest in power, Scott Hall. We'll talk about your favorite moments, your favorite matches on our TBT in just a bit. For now, though, we got to pause for our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about Big E, we'll talk about Sami Zayn, and about Butch. But first, here's how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Lazada.
All right, guys. So again, there's always a deal happening on Lazada. So if you are getting anything that you want and need, kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan, all you got to do is use our affiliate link to support the podcast through your online shopping. podlink.co/IAM, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Saying hey to Belens, who just followed us. Saying hey as well to River Raiders, who says happy 316 day, coming in the air. So he asked also what caused Scott Paul's death, so we explained it to him. So Harry_Potter7727, thank you for following us as well. Thank you for tuning in dito sa Kumu for our wrestling talk. Stick around, and you can also get a chance to jump in, as Stan said, Kanina, with your favorite Scott Hall moments at the or near the end of the show with our TBT. So thank you again. Keep smashing those marks.
All right. Si Leo tinatanong niya kung bakit walang 10 bell salute on WWE programming for Scott Hall. I don't know. They only really reserve that for certain people. Like the last one, the last wrestler who passed away na binigyan nila ng 10 bell salute was Pat Patterson back in 2020. So they haven't really had one since.
Yeah, I don't. Di ko rin maintindihan kung ano yung policy nila doon. I feel like it is for those who are part of the roster at the time of their death, but they also didn't really do that. Like again, as you said, for Pat Patterson, diba? Matagal na siya retired.
Yeah,
but I guess he was just that close to Vin. So I don't know. I don't know talaga.
Yeah, there's a list on Wikipedia for the wrestlers na binigyan ng 10 bell salute ng WWE. So you can go check that out. It's not a very long list. And some of the folks who passed on and are a part of that list weren't really with the company at the time of their passing. So, yung, as Ro said, di natin alam eh. So, you know. Anyway, let's get to this week's topics. Let's start off with SmackDown. And we got to send our well wishes to Big E. Really unfortunate injury that happened on SmackDown. I already saw it on social media, but when I watched SmackDown and saw that bad fall after the Ridge Holland suplex, I was just like, eek, that's not good. He's likely missing WrestleMania. There was a former WWE doctor who got interviewed, Kinwocha, on What Culture, and this former doctor said na it might actually end Big E's in-ring career. Di pa natin alam yun. He's not with WWE anymore. So that might be a conservative take. I don't know. Can we get some quick thoughts around the room? Let's start with Ro, because I saw you tweet about people blaming Ridge Holland for all of this.
Yeah, kasi syempre, Ridge was the guy who gave the move, right? And it's easy to see that and think, oh, hey, he's unsafe. He's weak. He didn't know what he was doing out there. He shouldn't have tried to suplex a guy like Big E, but come on. Like I said on TikTok, the thing about those moves is that it's really most of the time yung strength ng receiver into jumping and making it look good. And for whatever reason, Big E did just not clear the flip. And we can sit around and try to debate, but that's just what happened. And I'm already sure that Ridge Holland is feeling really, really sad and bad about having messed that up. Because it's still him. He is probably blaming himself for not doing enough. So let's not pile on the guy. Let's not pile on both guys, especially now that we've seen that Big E is in good spirits. He's taken it pretty well. And it's just an accident. It's just plainly an accident. It can happen in this business.
Yeah. You update ni Big E on social media. He posted a second video, diba, after he'd been stretchered out of the arena. Sabi niya na he won't need surgery. So that's a good thing kung hindi kailangan ng surgery. Of course, none of us here are doctors either. So di natin alam yung official prognosis. Chino, what do you think about, you know, this whole thing that happened?
Ang balas lang ng New Day kasi hindi sila tumatagal ng kompleto sila. I guess they already had their run, their multiple time run as champions and as the trio that we could have come to know them as. But it, talking about Big E and people saying that this might end his in-ring career had me thinking of the few times that he spoke about wanting to do something else after wrestling on the New Day podcast, Feel the Power. He spoke about wanting to get into the voiceover game and into animation, which is what he is doing now. But it's actually, it just brings to mind how fickle everything is when you're a wrestler. We just talked about Scott Hall and how his career was cut short because of addiction. And then now we're talking about Big E, who suffered this unexpected injury that might actually end his wrestling career. So it's such a very sudden, very unexpected way to bow out of the wrestling game. And so when, you know, you just have to appreciate it when it's there.
Yeah, sabi mo nga Chino, diba, sobrang malas lang talaga. Leo in the comment section points out na Big E does deserve some credit for maintaining a positive outlook after the incident. Rowan, if something like this happened to you,
I have admin control. I forgot to tell you guys.
Wow.
I had admin control this whole time.
We've been talking to people in the comments for this long.
As Leo says, you know, Big E has a very positive outlook pa rin despite what happened. Rowan, if you were in Big E's shoes, would you be able to maintain such a positive outlook?
Well, ako kasi pinalaki ako being a positive person, very optimistic ako. So whenever shit hits the fan, I would always think that God has a plan for me and there's a reason for this, that's why it happened.
All right. So, you know, at least you have something to hold on to. So good for you, because unlike Big E, unlike you, Rowan, not everyone can maintain that positive an outlook. Like if that happened to me, I probably would be very angry and very bitter. So, you know, props to you guys, especially Big E, because, you know, what he's doing is no joke, you know, just dealing with this whole situation. Speaking of SmackDown, other things that happened over there, Pete Dunne debuted and now his name is Butch. So, okay, another name change in like less than a month. Let's go around the room. Let's start with you, Rowan, since you have a shit-eating grin on your face.
You know, it's all about the Butch. Okay, with this name change, I think mas naging better pa yung Gunther. I don't like this name. Parang di talaga bagay sa kanya. And it affected me really because I like Pete Dunne and I pretty much followed him, watched him grow up in NXT. And he was really impressive. Tapos bigla nang bababuyin in the main roster. It's really nakaka-turn off.
Ikaw, Ro, na-turn off ka ba?
It was funny, yeah. I mean, like, I can't sit here and say that going from Pete Dunne to Butch wasn't bad. But it's, again, one of those things. I've been watching wrestling for almost 20 years now. And we've seen our fair share of these renamings. Like I also said, I know a lot of us have chimed in on TikTok about the name change, but from developmental to the main roster, there are some repackagings bound to happen. And this is exactly what happened to Pete Dunne. Nagkataon lang na NXT was way more televised than FCW or OVW was. And we just ended up being more attached to what we've seen down in NXT. But again, NXT is still, at the end of the day, developmental. And talagang papatan ni Vince yun to whatever he wants. I guess it depends on the people in WWE to protest, if they want to protest it. I know I've seen a report saying that they didn't really like it. Pero what are you going to do if that's what the boss wants? Diba? Rowan mentioned Gunther, but NXT had the decency kasi of having Gunther explain why he changed his name. And I don't think Butch is going to get that same courtesy. And at the end of the day, I think we're just going to get used to it. You know,
so okay, it's to what be happens. Fair, To be fair, when I watched SmackDown, I was listening to commentary because Michael Cole and Pat McAfee, and even to Sheamus himself in the segment, like they explained na, yeah, he went by a different name, but to us, he's always been Butch. So yung pagkakapackage na Sheamus Ridge and Butch is a tropa talaga sila from the UK. They go way back. And that, you know, before we came to know him as Pete Dunne, Butch na talaga yung nickname niya. So parang dinala na lang nila over there. You know, kind of like how we have your friends that you call each other by your nicknames, but you know, when they're at their place of work, they go by a different name. So
right, right.
Yun yung effort that they put into the storytelling behind Butch. What do you think, Chino?
Oh, may friend akong Brian Aquino, tawag namin sa kanyang gawin, sunog eh. Because he's dark skin. I guess that's what they meant by Butch.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Neither here nor there. But you know what I will say, I'll just echo my thoughts from TikTok and say that at the end of the day, this is Vince's show. And the reason, like tama si Ro, na it is developmental, people will change their names. But at the end of the day, yung marketing malaking bagay din yan eh. So he wants the final say on every single creative output that is delivered onto the main roster. That is why he decided to name Butch, because he wanted everything that had, all the money that had to do with Butch to go directly to him. Pero talaga, business yan eh. Diba? I believe before kasi nagreklamo tayo na, oh, bakit hindi na ganito yung pangalan ni ganyan, di ba? Or why did they have to change his name all of a sudden? I feel like the wrestlers also have a role to play with regards to selling the name, whether they get the platform to explain themselves or not. A perfect example for that for me would be Roman Reigns. Hindi naman Roman Reigns talaga pangalan niya sa FCW, di ba? He was like, Leaky or something.
Leaky. Can we please stop that leaky disinformation?
However you pronounce it. It wasn't Roman Reigns. And now he's the head of the table, diba? I feel like malaking bagay din yung acceptance ng wrestler dun sa role na binigay niya. Kasi they are playing a role. That's what they are doing at the end of the day.
Yeah, Chino's right here, because other former and current WWE superstars have gone on the record to say na when you look at WWE, it's like being part of a movie, diba? And when you look at Mr. McMahon or Vince McMahon, he's like the director. So he's gonna cast someone in a role no matter what. And if let's say si Pete Dunne kinast siya as Butch, kung ayaw niya, may ibang ilalagay dun sa role na yun. And they're probably gonna get the same name anyway. Hindi natin alam, but you know, it's all about playing a role and finding your place within that ecosystem, whether or not gusto mo yun, nasa sayo na yun as a performer. But that's just really how it goes. And many people from the WWE system have talked about it over the years.
I want to jump off what you said and say that if he didn't want it, if he didn't want to play along, then he can leave like Tony Storm did. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there's nothing. There's no indignity in leaving and, you know, choosing your own worth and not subjecting yourself to whatever Vince wants. That's totally fine. But he is willing to go along with it. I guess he put his pride behind him, and now he's Butch. And whether you like it or not, he's going to be Butch.
Hey, if being Butch means he gets that main roster money, then go get that bag, Butch.
Yeah,
he go is make that father. Money. He is a father and a husband after all, diba? So
yeah.
Glendale asks if there's going to be a chance of abagoon niya pa. Yeah, there's always a chance. Like, you know what I say.
Glendale may pa.
There's always a chance. Like Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Yeah. Will it happen? Will it happen? Probably not. But I mean, there's always a chance.
No, I mean, like, he did bring up a good example. The Viking experience was changed to the Viking Raiders after much hullabaloo. Yeah. So maybe it could still happen. Like, I'm totally fine with Butch as a starting point. Like, I saw someone say that maybe what if it was like Butch the Bruiser? That's totally cool. Diba? So I don't mind that. Like, maybe give it a little more spice than just being Butch, because that's the same thing as calling a mean pro wrestler Neville, diba?
Yeah. See, Lance making another sarcastic remark. Di man lang done yung name niya. Yeah, I'm not sure who owns the trademark to the name Pete Dunne. Baka hindi si WWE kaya nga pinalitan, diba? So, yun.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk about Sami Zayn now, because we got to give this dude an A for effort, because apparently yung number na dinox ni Johnny Knoxville on SmackDown last Friday is actually Sami Zayn's number. Whether or not it's his actual number or just on a burner phone that Sami Zayn owns is a different story altogether. But the fact that this dude is actually answering the phone or taking time out to be bugged by you who'd like to give him a call, I have to give this guy so much props, man.
Yeah, I would not have done that. Like back of BBG number sa inyo, diba? Like, even though it's to further a feud, but I guess props to him because now I care about Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville a little more. And they are going the distance into making us care for their feud.
Sabi ni Glendale, pwede na raw senda ng GCash si Sami Zayn. Ikaw ba, Rowan? Tatawagan mo ba si Sami Zayn?
Nasayang ng load ko, wag.
Talaga, sayang yung load, makausap si Sami?
For free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to waste my load. I mean, I can just watch him on SmackDown. Pero yeah. this whole thing, yeah, I appreciate Sami Zayn. Mas nagugustuhan ko yung heel run niya. But this thing, yung dinox yung number niya, it reminds me of that episode in The Simpsons when Ned Flanders constantly picks up the phone. Because see Homer nag-set up siya ng auto-dialer. So he would always pick up the phone thinking it's his mother, pero it's not his mother, it's Homer. So maybe that's the case for Sami. Pero hindi. Hindi na.
Yeah, I think the Sami Zayn and Ned Flanders don't really have anything in common. Chino, sabi raw ni Jeb, tinext si Sami Zayn and then he tried to call pero busy daw yung tone. Ikaw ba? Papatol ka ba?
Well, first of all, good for Sami for putting up with all of that. Feeling ko yung 49,000 na yun. 49,000 na yun, si Kamus lang lahat yun eh. So, we actually, it's just one person. No, but honestly though, the guy really is the epitome of a company man. He just like, good for him, diba? Na hinaharas siya. Pero sinasakyan pa rin niya because he knows that it's all part of his gimmick, it's all part of his character. So parang kung ibang tao yun, yes, I guess mabipigod ka, but then he understands, here's a guy that really understands his role in the story, his role in the company, and yeah, and you know what, good for him, props to Sami.
Yeah, if anything, as Ro mentioned kanina, Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville just got a little bit more interesting. So A for effort for one Sami Zayn. Go to Raw and let's talk about Edge and his new theme. So if you watched Raw this week, he no longer came out to Edge. He no longer came out to Metalingus. He now comes out to a different Alter Bridge song, a newer one, and it's called The Other Side. So I listened first to yung buong kanta, yung album cut, and you know it slaps. I love it. And then when I heard it on Raw, I was like, oh, hey, I can get with this as a song. And I could see why he did it. It's similar to yung sinasabi lagi ni Chris Jericho na when you turn heel, you have to take away whatever it is that the fans love. And I'm one of those fans of Edge where if I hear Metalingus, regardless of yung alignment ni Edge, I just really pop. I scream, I cheer, I love it because it's one of my favorite songs and I have so many good memories attached to that song. So for Edge to take that away from me as a fan, I feel like, upal to ah. So I don't know, what do you guys think? Ro, I know you have some thoughts on this.
So it's super weird. I mean, it's not super weird. It's super weird that people, wrestlers from the past or, you know, right now have been getting their themes changed out of nowhere. And sobrang wala lang. And it's this particular instance, you know, really sets it apart because there was a storyline reason for that, for Edge changing his theme. There's a storyline reason for him to take away the song that people like. And this is a great example. Like, this is how you do a theme song change that people will like. Because if you just do that from out of nowhere, then for sure people are going to hate it because you suddenly changed what they were vibing to when this guy came out. Diba? So really good stuff. Again, a masterclass by Edge.
Sabi ni Lance in the comments, it's very rare that a Hall of Famer would change their entrance music after they'd already retired. So yeah, we did see that, diba? So ikaw, Chino, what do you think about this? Is this the first time you've seen a Hall of Famer change their entrance after their, you know, main run talaga?
it's not only the first time we've seen a Hall of Famer change his entrance theme. It's also one of the rare times a Hall of Famer is actually a heel. Diba? Usually, pag bumabalik sila, they're this untouchable NPC character na face marate. But this time around, because Edge is a much more active participant in the storyline, naging heel siya bigla. And I love how they changed this theme song and explained it properly. It reminds me a lot of when they did the same treatment to Bayley. They changed her song. It took away all the Bayley buddies. It changed her character. And she explained it in the right way. So, alam nyo, kung gusto lang ng gawin ng WWE, kaya eh, diba? They can, if they really wanted to explain a story, they really can. It's not beyond their skill set.
Right, yeah. Sino ba nagtatanong? Bruce, It's the Other Side by Alter Bridge. That's the name of the theme. Just last year, Edge was a heel. So, ikaw, Rowan, do you think na it's so sudden for Edge to be this heel again when last year, diba, he went nuts on Daniel Bryan and really became an unquestionable heel heading into 37?
Hindi naman. I mean, mas prefer ko nga yung heel na Edge kasi mas nakikita ko yung ultimate opportunist na heel, yung sobrang nakakainis, yung sumusuntok yung TV mo sa sobrang nakakainis si Edge. That's how I appreciate Edge as a heel. Kasi pagka when Edge becomes a babyface, para siyang corny, parang ang corny. He sticks to comedy and all. Kaya mas gusto ko tong ano, heel na Edge na to. And with his new theme song, I'm not really disappointed at all. Kasi parang ganun naman talaga gagawin talaga if someone needs to be refreshed. We saw that from Shinsuke Nakamura in 2018. He has to change his theme song so that the crowd won't sing along. So I think that's kind of the reason why Edge's theme song was changed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You take away what the crowd wants to do. You take away what the crowd is vibing to. And that's one more reason for them to hate you. Let's answer this question from Admin Jackie. Na-explain na ba yung one bad day ni Edge? I'd like to think so. I'd like to think he did put some effort into it naman in the last two promos he's cut. We haven't seen AJ since the attack. So they're probably going to build on that next week. But yeah, the last 2 weeks, medyo inexplain ni Edge na he actually enjoys tapping into his evil, psychopathic self once again. Now, this was a side of him that he'd forgotten he'd had. And when he realized na, you know, he didn't like what he was seeing in WWE, he had to be that guy again, basically.
Yeah, pretty much said na his goody-two-shoes self was not winning enough. So that's why he turned heel again.
Yeah, so yun. Good stuff all around. Parang wala naman sa atin, at least on the live stream, yung galit na nag-change ng theme song si Edge. Let's talk about Seth Rollins now. This also happened on Raw this past week, and we're seeing his spiral into madness. Now, he got so desperate that he challenged Kevin Owens to a match, which main evented Raw, and the winner would go on to have that segment with Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 38. And if you guys were listening to the commentary, Corey Graves was dropping references left and right to Cody Rhodes, which is fueling yung speculation online that it would lead to Seth versus Cody at WrestleMania 38. Chino, do you think this is it? Na si Cody na nga talaga yung magiging kalaban ni Seth?
Yeah, they might as well just announce it now. Kasi this reminds me a lot of when Cena tried to challenge The Undertaker. Tapos umupo lang siya sa crowd, diba? For the squash match. It's very mirroring of that moment. The feeling ko, they try to keep it a surprise, expecting that same Taker pop for Cody. But of course, it's not gonna happen. Cody isn't Taker, diba? But they're going to get it anyway. We're going to get it whether it's expected or not.
Do you like this for Seth Rowan? You know, he's spiraling into madness, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I find this interesting and I like to see how the story progresses. And I really want to know kung sino talaga yung magiging kalaban ni Seth. Because, I mean, it's being talked about on social media that it could be Cody. Pero, I don't know, maybe it could be Corey Graves kasi siya yung nagtitease. Pero baka siya rin naman yun. But who knows, maybe Seth would be sitting at the crowd just like what Chino said at WrestleMania.
I mean, if it's not Cody, Ro, who would it be, diba?
I don't know. First off, I like that there is a desperation to get to WrestleMania. Kasi, it kind of makes it special now. Oh, there are limited spots. Like, we're not running the Andre the Giant Battle Royal if we are on the show. So if you're not on the show, then you're not on the show. And it makes it feel more special. Second of all, why is Cody Rhodes the one dropping the... why is Corey Graves the one dropping the hints about Cody Rhodes and Seth? Right? So why is he the one saying that Seth's hopes were dashed and Seth's dreams were turning into nightmares? So why is he the guy doing this? What does he know about Seth's future that Seth doesn't, or what Adam Pearce doesn't know? I would have understood now, okay, if Adam Pearce was the one sneaking in those hints, because he would be the one to book that match. But why is, I don't know, ni Corey Graves? Does he have
Corey Graves yung John the Baptist ni Cody Rhodes?
Yeah, I mean, like, does he have a scoop that we don't know about? So
Corey Graves also played that insider role once upon a time. So baka binablik nila.
Ah, yung kay Big Cass. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's super weird. It's just weird that he's the one saying it. Kasi, it's teasing. It's a nice serve to smart marks that are waiting for Cody to come out. Pero in kayfabe, it doesn't really make sense that he's the guy to drop those hints. But that's just me. That's just me nitpicking. If it's not Cody, then I don't know. It showed me that if it wasn't Cody, then it could have been Kevin Owens. Because Kevin Owens isn't really wrestling Stone Cold. It's not going to be a match on the KO show. If the KO show is happening on night one, then something could happen to make Seth versus Kevin Owens on night two, if he's really that desperate, diba? So that's my take on it.
Sabi ni Admin Jackie, naging dirt sheet daw si Corey Graves.
Oh, exactly. That's super weird.
All right, let's go to NXT 2.0. And it wasn't really promoted as much. I think yung Miz appearance yung na-promote nila. So nagulat ako that even Rey and Dominic Mysterio were part of the show. So we're getting more of these main roster appearances on NXT 2.0. Do you guys like it or not? Let's start with Rowan.
Well, I'm not really surprised with the main roster stars appearing sa NXT. I mean, even the blue ropes from SmackDown nasa NXT na rin eh. This episode was really fun, actually. So, to be honest, para sa akin, there are moments for me that I would have a hard time watching NXT. But this one with the main roster stars appearing on NXT, parang it helped me get my eyes glued on the screen. So, I enjoyed this episode of NXT.
Chino, do you think we need more of this or not?
No, definitely. Double down. Send everybody who's not doing anything in the main storyline, in the mid-card, lower mid-card, to NXT. Kasi it proves that, first of all, NXT isn't an isolated event anymore. It does, indeed, diba, we've complained about this before, but how NXT is being treated like the red-headed stepchild of the WWE kasi hindi na sila kasama sa Survivor Series, then we don't get that brand integration as much as we wanted. But this time around, with these appearances, we are seeing that Vince actually cares about NXT, that he's willing to send big stars like former WWE champions in The Miz and Rey Mysterio. And it's also good exposure for somebody like Dominic Mysterio na hindi dumaan sa NXT at all. Diba? He is somebody who I feel could use a lot of exposure in NXT. And kung magtagal siya sa NXT and sila nung tatay niya sa NXT, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, we've been making those jokes about how Dominic's the long-lost son of Gunta. So if Rey and Gunta can have a match, right, with Dominic there, that would be great. I would love that. Put them in a ladder match. Do it today, tomorrow, diba? Bro, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I like it. There's now apparently a directive saying that main roster, at least Raw superstars, but Raw superstars should be showing up on NXT every week to promote the show kasi pareho sila nasa USA Network. And I like it because tinutulungan ng Raw and ni Vince na iangat si NXT 2.0 mula sa laylayan, diba? So that's something that he's never really extended to Triple H's Black and Gold NXT. So that's really refreshing to watch. And it goes a long, long way na rin in making sure that when these NXT guys go up to the main roster, there will be more people who know them, know who they are. So that's really cool of them to do. It makes the show bigger for sure. So I am all for this all around.
Yeah, it's like what AJ Styles did for our boy Grayson Waller. So I hope na if and when Grayson does move to the main roster, ganun nga, people will be hyped because of what AJ Styles did with him, the same way na whoever Ray, Dominic, Miz, Dolph would continue to interact with, it'll really build their capital, their fan base up diba, alongside among the WWE universe. We'll talk about AEW in a bit. We'll also get to our TBT shortly. It's about the late, great Scott Hall. But first, we'll take another break so we can let you know about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Shopee.
Yep. Again, there's always a deal happening on Shopee. So if you're going to get stuff that you also want and need from Shopee while supporting the podcast in the process, all you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W, the number 9 and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do, again, at no extra cost.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Saying hey to Funky Marksman who just followed us. Tanong niya, kamusta ngayon si Mark Calloway? First name basis kayo. Real name basis kayo. And si Shawn Michaels, yung HBK sexy boy. Okay naman sila. They're doing just fine. He asks, si Scott Hall ba yung persona ni Razor Ramon? Yes, siya yan. What else? Saying hey to DJ Paolo Bordado, who says, what's up, WWE on Kumu? Yes, sir, we got wrestling talk, WWE talk for you here on Kumu. Thank you again for sharing the stream. We like that you like our wrestling talk, so keep smashing those hearts and send us stickers para, you know, para fun.
All right. Let's get to this question here from Janelle Salvatierra in the comments. Sabi niya, funny how lots of people are excited for Cody to come to WWE when Cody was hated by almost everyone since AEW.
Mali. Iba pala yung napin ko. Hindi ko na mahanap. Sorry.
I think it's a great point.
Yeah. It's a great point. I think a lot of these guys na gusto makita si Cody sa WWE, I think they weren't really part of the AEW watching crowd that really didn't like him. So, hindi nag-overlap yung Venn diagram. And it's kind of sad because you guys should really watch AEW. And it goes to show that you're probably missing out on what or the behavior and the booking that has gotten a lot of people to turn on Cody. And again, siguro, if you are waiting for Cody to show up in WWE, I think you probably know that by being part of WWE, he's going to be under strict control by Vince McMahon. So he won't be able to do all the smug, unself-aware stuff that he loved doing in AEW. So maybe there's that.
Si Jeb, sabi niya, why are you guys not talking about the kissing scenes from NXT? Jeb, two couples made out. What else do you want us to say?
I mean, come on.
Yes, NXT's getting horny. We talked about
NXT last week.
Yeah. What more do you want to say, man? Let's talk about AEW. And we got to start off with Thunder Rosa, former guest on the Wrestling Podcast, the new AEW Women's World Champion. Congratulations to her. What a year-long journey she's gone through. Almost one year to the day of that Lights Out match against Dr. Britt Baker. Ito na, she beat Dr. Baker again and became world champion. My question is, should this have happened here talaga or could they have done this na lang ng Revolution? Let's go to you, Chino.
No, I think this was the right place for it. Number one, because we already talked about how Revolution was so densely packed with matches that it didn't have time to breathe. It was just banger after banger na nakakapagod siya panoorin. And adding one more match like this might actually, pardon the pun, steal the thunder away from the match. Hindi ma-appreciate ng tao. Whereas unlike with AEW Dynamite, Tony Khan makes it a point to be a must-see event every week. Na hindi lang siya pang pay-per-view. He tells us that every Dynamite is special and every Dynamite is a must-watch. Case in point, so a title changing hands in a cage match, which is very rare for the women, by the way. So it's just a special moment that allows this particular Dynamite to stand out.
Rowan, sabi ni Julian, sumasobra ka na raw kasi di ba minanifest mo na Thunder Rosa would win after the world title would be redesigned. So what do you think, man?
Oh, well, yeah, deserve niya naman. I think they did the right decision to have a title change. And lalo na, I were they under on Thunder Rosa's hometown?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Her adopted hometown.
Oh, tamang-tama. I think tama lang na ginawa nila yun. And I hope she would give more matches. Tawag dito. They would have great matches, more matches, good lucha stuff.
Rowan, sabi ni Admin Jackie, manifest mo daw na umaman tayo lahat.
Oo nga.
Do it!
Sige.
No, no, you don't get to say anything until you manifest it.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
No, you have to say it.
Okay. Say it. Yayaman tayong lahat.
Okay, we gotta hold hands first, alright? We gotta hold hands. All right,
my hand is touching your hand.
Tayo sa preso.
Yayaman tayong lahat.
Amen.
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 Tama, alter server ako.
Okay, Rowan, go. Make your point.
So I was saying, like what Admin Jackie said, maganda yung entrance din ni Thunder Rosa, because I mean, I appreciate WrestleMania type entrance, and lalo na, I like mariachi.
Okay. Ikaw, Ro, should this have happened in Revolution, or okay ka na with this happening in San Antonio?
Yeah, it should have happened in Revolution. Only because they really made her look terrible. Hindi naman terrible, pero she's taken so many L's at the hands of Britt Baker. Like, oh yeah, pantay yung record nila. But they really did change the result of Revolution just so she can win in front of her hometown crowd, which is not bad in a vacuum. Pero if you've seen Rosa get wrecked by the hands of Brit squad so many times, you just want her to win already. And sobrang audits na they just had to use that to build up to this TV moment when it should have been the other way around. Revolution was the right time for it. She should have entered this match in her hometown as the champion and solidified her reign if she wanted to against Britt Baker. That's just me.
Other stuff going on in AEW. Neil Cuenca points out that he notices that the best friends are breaking up slowly. So Chris Stadlander's dropping the face paint, probably the alien gimmick. And now Wheeler Yuta wants to join what Neil calls the Alliance of Violence. Let's talk about that real quick. Because for once, I am now invested in Wheeler Yuta.
Yeah, Brian did say that he wanted Wheeler Yuta to, you know, to be under his tutelage. So it's a good thing that he is the one being chosen for them. So it feels like draft season in AEW. The rookies are getting their new groups. So it's good that AEW recognizes Wheeler Yuta as someone to build around, because he really is that good, and he could be the future if they wanted him to. And I think Brian himself has a good eye for these talents. So I trust his, I really like Wheeler Yuta, but I trust his judgment even more.
Yeah. I too like Wheeler Yuta. I am a fan. I am for the breaking up of the best friends kasi dumadami lang sila and they don't really do anything. Like, the last time they were really significant in a storyline was with the Proud and Powerful, Santana and Ortiz, diba? And that was like so many years ago now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the last time I remember.
Well, a year plus lang naman.
Diba? No, a year plus, pero that was the last time. A year is still a year. And it's one hell of a long-ass year, diba? So,
They were feuding with the Young Bucks just now, just recently.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
It wasn't really even that memorable, the fact that we had to be reminded of it. Sa akin lang, I want Wheeler Utah to go wherever Wheeler Utah can grow. Same goes for Lee Moriarty, who Brian Danielson mentioned in that same promo we were referring to. Same goes for Daniel Garcia, although baka hindi na mangyari yun, he's of the Jericho Appreciation Society. But like all this young talent that AEW picked up over the years need to go somewhere, or else maiiwan lang sila sa dark. And really, that's no place for anybody to go.
Good that you mentioned yung Jericho Appreciation Society, Chino, because we're going to talk about them now. And let's ask Rowan, what do you think about them referencing sports entertainment as a way to get people to boo them, especially yung promo ni Jericho?
Actually, natutuwa nga ako sa promo net. They even have the 2.0 guys change their name into, I actually forgot. One of them
Matt
is
Menard and Angelo Parker.
Yeah, yun. Natutuwa lang ako kasi parang they want to be a heel by mocking WWE in a way, I think. So I think this works, so good for them.
What I like about this best is the effort Jericho put into really explaining your individual connection with each member of the Jericho Appreciation Society. And the fact that 2.0 did need to get renamed because they're Matt and Jeff, and you also have Matt and Jeff Hardy, who are literally on the roster now. You know, the same way you have Lee Moriarty, Lee Johnson, could be confusing. Ethan Page, Adam Page, Adam Cole, Christian Cage, Brian Cage, all that stuff, diba? So it's good that there's a little bit of effort now to try to distinguish
Guy
people from one another.
Page.
Yeah, yun pa, isa pa, diba? Ikaw, Chino, what did you think about them trying to get heat by saying they're sports entertainers?
I think, honestly, I thought it was cheap and smarty. Kasi parang sobrang, yung iniisip mo, Jericho's above all of it. But then he does something like this and you realize he's really not. He's the same guy who danced with MJF on TV and the same guy who also shits on WWE from time to time. He's not really like a mutually exclusive character. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, hindi siya above pettiness. In a way.
Ikaw, Ro.
So this is funny because it's funny because a lot of WWE haters really hate the fact that they refer to wrestling as sports entertainment. They really hate it. Like, you know how much time and energy they devote to trashing the branding. That's just actually pretty genius when you think about it, because all sports is entertainment.
Yeah.
But grabe talaga. And this is Jericho's way of actually getting heel heat in the context of super hardcore AEW loyalists who love the professional wrestling and say, fuck sports entertainment. But I agree with Chino in that it's super cheap. That it's cheap in the way that even though they have a claim to being sports entertainers, kasi like 4/5 of them are from WWE, it's telling that they can't get heat without having to steal from the WWE machine, di ba?
Right.
Talagang ginagamit mo talaga yung ano, even though you say so much that you are so disappointed and frustrated with WWE, kailangan mo pa rin gamitin yung inimbento nila para magkaroon ng heel heat. And that to me is a sign that the Fed is living rent-free in their heads. Diba?
Yeah, so, hindi naman sila, diba? Eddie Kingston, MJF, CM Punk, all of them have referred to WWE. You know who hasn't referred to WWE at all? Mox!
Yeah, exactly, right? Diba? So, it's just so... it's so funny that they seem to want to establish their own thing, but they can't get away from the shadow of WWE. So ano na ngayon? Yes, it's funny. It's kind of funny. If you get it, then you get it. But it's a net negative for AEW kasi at the end of the day, iniisip po pa rin yung WWE and ginagamit po pa rin yung ano nila to get yourself booed, diba? So who really won there?
Did nag-usapan natin to before when we were talking about the ratings and how Dynamite was beating out Raw, diba? And yet Tony Khan still likes to play with mind games with Nick Khan of all people.
Yun, isa pa yun.
Business end pa nila. Diba yun pa yung inaway niya? So parang kung number one kayo, di celebrate na lang yun. Huwag na kayong mag-away, di ba? Why have to be, why resolve to pettiness? What does that get you, di ba? It doesn't add value to your business, di ba? If anything, it takes away from your business because it's not professional. So I don't understand why these mind games have to be played when at the end of the day, ratings pa rin yung nagpapanalo sa kanila, di ba?
Hindi ko rin gusto yung in-encourage nila yung fans to be like, de, team AEW lang ako. De, team WWE lang ako. Like, guys, we can watch wrestling, all kinds of wrestling, all these different companies, and it's okay. You can watch GCW for all I care, and that's fine. If you like just WWE, like si Abby, okay lang din, di ba? Walang pilitan. So, hindi ko lang gusto yung parang, de, dito lang ako, ito na yung bakod ko, or whatever. Yun, dun ako nata-turn off lang.
No, it's funny. The whole idea that Jericho is pushing, the joke that Jericho is pushing, is actually pretty funny. It's actually pretty clever.
Sure,
it's
a
clever way to get heat. It's just that, yun nga, at the end of the day, though, ang itsura pa rin is ni mo pa rin makalimutan yung WWE, that you have to go back and take the one thing that your crowd hates about them and, you know, use it for yourself. So it's kind of sad in a really I guess also a clever way.
Yeah, it could be more hardworking is, you know, what we're meaning here. So yeah. All right, we're almost down to the end of the podcast. Let's pay tribute to Scott Hall, aka Razor Ramon, who passed away earlier this week. So get in the comments, guys. Put in your favorite moments, your favorite matches from Scott Hall, and let's celebrate his life, his career here on TBT. Let's start with you, Chino.
So one of my favorite moments with regards to Scott Hall were just the many promos that he started with a toothpick in his mouth. He made that look cool. Diba? Dati parang sleazy gawin yun eh. But when Scott Hall started doing it, I'm pretty sure that's when everybody started doing it. Diba? And the slick back hair, it was a stereotype. Yeah, sure, product of its time. But he made being a bad guy look so cool. And you wanted to cheer for that. Tama nga si Ro when he said that, Scott Hall was the villain you loved to hate. And that is absolutely true. For his character. I also love this, the NWO run. Kasi without them, walang Monday Night Wars. I'm gonna stick by that statement. That is the hill I will die on. Pag wala si Scott Hall, wala si Kevin Nash, walang Monday Night Wars.
Rowan, meron ba kayong favorite moments of Scott Hall?
No, I'm honestly gonna say that I'm catching up on all the Scott Hall that I've missed. So, maybe if we are to revisit this topic in the future, I would say something, but now I do not. So it's kind of sad, though, that it takes an untimely death for us to, you know, really study our lessons of wrestling history. But at least, you know, better late than never.
Ikaw, Rowan.
Okay, so I do have a favorite Scott Hall moment, and this is actually outside wrestling. So there were DDP yoga skits. So see, Scott Hall and DDP, they were playing together with the WWE 2K14 video game. And inaasar ni Scott Hall si DDP because he can't find his character model. And it turns out his character, he's not even in the game. He's not in the game. So this is one of their skits that I really loved. And I really wish I found it when it was new. Kasi ngayon ko lang nalaman na there are lots of skits that they made. Like they were playing Flappy Bird, they were playing, they participated in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And I just love it when wrestlers would be human beings.
Yeah, which is, you know, what we got from places like Up Up Down Down or yung The Party, nina Adam Cole, Cesaro, Tyler Breeze, and Xavier Woods. So yeah, let's go through the comments, yung mga pics of yung mga TBT niyo for Scott Hall. For Leo, it was the iconic Intercontinental Championship ladder match from WrestleMania 10. Tsaka Austin versus Scott Hall from WrestleMania 18. Glendale says Scott Hall planting the seeds for NWO and him selling yung stunner from Stone Cold. Jeb mentioning the iconic quote from his Hall of Fame induction speech back in 2014. Eto kay Emil, maganda to. Whenever dadaan daw siya ng hallway tapos siksikan, he would do the Razor Ramon entrance strut para makadaan. And he adopted that as a mannerism moving forward. Si Lance, yung survey time gimmick ni Scott Hall in WCW. Roman J shouting out Razor joining Ric Flair's second WWF Championship dugout celebration. Sabi ni Neil, Scott Hall being the cool bad guy, NWO, Bullet Club, etc. Spooky Fingers slicking the hair and the surfer walk. Jeb also mentioning the curtain call. Si Emil also mentions na his first exposure to Razor Ramon was watching a random Vintage Collection episode and it was a match against the 1-2-3 Kid. Lance mentions that without Scott Hall, there's no DX. Admin Angelo also mentioning the WrestleMania 10 ladder match. Si Alan says, Scott Hall putting over and losing to a very young Hiroshi Tanahashi. So Admin Jackie actually left the link to that video in the comments. Go watch that if you want to see something that, you know, two wrestlers, legendary wrestlers crossing paths na hindi nyo akalain na mangyayari yun. Sino pa ba? Mga promo si Scott Hall for the ladder match. Binanggit ni Julian. John Christopher mentioning the line, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. You know, si Alan, binanggit din yung Scott Hall versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. So there, at the last for TBT, Wilson Kale shouting out that match between Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid from the early 90s. So there you go.
Just says toothpick. So her favorite thing about Scott Hall was a toothpick, which is also pretty cool.
Yeah. Sabi ni Abby sa akin, the day that we found out Scott Hall was going to be taken off life support, na yung nga, yun yung attachment niya kay Razor Ramon, yung toothpick. So there. Thank you, everybody, for sharing your favorite memories of Scott Hall, of Razor Ramon. Rest in power, Razor. As we end the show, let's get to our picks of the week. I'm going to start with mine. And mine is William Regal appearing on Talk is Jericho. So it's a two-part episode. First part pa lang yung na-publish. Yun pa lang yung napakinggan ko. And you know, I'm such a huge fan of William Regal. He is the wrestling professional, wrestling veteran I aspire to be like when I'm older. He just has so many stories about his injuries, his life, even yung mindset niya towards the industry. I came away thinking if there were more William Regal in the industry, I think it would be a much better place. So go check that episode out. Let's go to you, Rowan. What's your pick of the week?
Right, my pick of the week is Hot Ones Truth or Dab featuring Goldberg and Big E. So I just find this video very entertaining and really amusing because two of the things that I love in life are there in one video, which is chicken wings and wrestling.
All right. Pick our row. Pick of the week.
Yeah. From earlier today, John Moxley and Brian Danielson versus Wheeler Yuta and Chuck Taylor. So that was pretty fun. So mi cuento. And it's not just random violence. So props to them. Still the most compelling thing on AEW right now.
Ikaw, Chino.
Oh, so my pick of the week goes out to Vice and their YouTube channel. If you guys don't know, Vice is actually known for their wrestling documentaries. And this one is not an exception. It's actually a segment or a video called Hometown Heroes. And they feature ZZ from Tough Enough back in the day. The native of Louisiana. The alligator wrestler. They feature him after his run in the WWE and talk to him about why he left, what he's doing now, catching him up, and why his hometown means so much to him. Ang ganda na. It's like a heartfelt vignette and look at the guy's life. And if you've ever been curious about what he's been up to, it's worth a watch.
All right. Yeah, I caught that video myself. It is pretty fun. Let's get to the comment section. Julian has so many picks of the week, like the Scott Hall tributes on wrestling, basically, for this week. You steel cage match in Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, Sami Zayn, and my solo podcast, On Deck Season 4. Thank you. Lance picks Tiffany Stratton being smart and attacking Saray before she could transform into Super Saiyan mode. That was very smart indeed. Emil picks Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins on Raw. Glendale picks Thunder Rosa winning the AEW Women's Championship. Roman J, that main event from SmackDown, Ricochet versus Sami Zayn. That was pretty fun. John Christopher also picking Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker. Si Leo, same pick. Si Alan, yun din, yung pick ni Lance. Stephanie Stratton breaking the laws of anime and manga and attacking Saray before she could transform. Admin Angelo, yung aftermath nung match ni na Indy Hartwell sa NXT kasi laugh trip yun. Actually, for me, mas nakakatawa na Indy and Persia came out to the same song in the same entrance. Like, I'd never seen opponents do that before. So that was funnier to me than the actual making out. Jeb's picks of the week, the Scott Hall tributes and 316 Day and Edge's new theme, among other stuff. Ano pa ba? Bruce picks Brock Lesnar chasing Paul Heyman on SmackDown. Alan picks Tama Tonga versus Evil and Omos versus Commander Aziz. Neil picks the Scott Hall tributes and the big sad of Jado and Gato splitting along with G.O.D. and Bullet Club and the saddest and most compelling promo yet from Tama Tonga. All right, those are our picks of the week. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us on the stream. Before we get out of here, we have some cookies to give away. So Babyface Producer Gel, can we please bring out our magic ruleta? So these are cookies that we're giving away courtesy of our friends from Cookies by CEO. Thank you very much for sponsoring these cookies for our giveaway. Babyface Producer, spin that wheel. Rowan, do your thing.
Oh no, is it Gombe?
Oh, Joseph Shelo, winner number one. Tanggalin natin si Joseph. We're looking for another winner. Congrats, man. Okay, 1 in 8 shots. Spin that wheel, Babyface Producer Gel. Go, Rowan.
Good luck, Bruce.
And the winner is Jeb Regala. Congratulations, man.
Congrats, Jeb. Congrats.
All right. So, Joseph and Jeb, congrats, senyo. We'll hit you up for those cookies, all right? Make sure to follow Cookies by CEO on social media. Sorry, Bruce. Oi, dito screw job, sorry, Julian. Ano ba? Ano ka? Nang-accuse ka? May proof ka ba? Anyway, we got to get out of here. Let's get some plugs. Chino, what's going on The Class Clown?
So this week on The Class Clown podcast, I am speaking with musical comedy duo Sari and Chi. You might have seen them on social media, on Instagram mostly, where they sang a song about the show and panties. So we talked to them about musical comedy, how they got their start, and the role of women in comedy, which is a particularly touchy subject that I attempted to touch. I didn't mean to sound that way. Also, I'm on this week's episode of Machong Chismisan with our friends Makoy Pare,
nice.
Tito Pidge, and Ingo. We talk about a favorite Filipino summer treat, the halo-halo. And anong gusto namin ilagay sa halo-halo. So all that and more can be found on my linktr.ee/chinosupersized.
How about you, Rowan? What's going on?
All right, so subscribe to our Patreon so that mabasa nyo yung weekly wrestling reviews namin ni Ro, and that would be all.
Ro?
Yeah, I got a new article up on multisport.ph. So for those who are, you know, trying to figure out how to approach their workout plan, the way they're going to work out, this could be very helpful to you. Again, multisport.ph. And then also follow us on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod and read smarkhenry.com.
And as for me, go check out On Deck with Stan C. Season 4 is underway. And I talked to Andre Cope, one of the PBA commentators this week, and talked to him about what it's like being the son of Atoy Ko, the legendary PBA player, and getting compared to him, the pressures, and all of that emotional stuff. That's on this week's episode of On Deck with Stan C. Like Chino, I have a link tree. Go check it out. linktr.ee/StanCsays for all of my work. Gotta say thank you, by the way, to lahat ng mga PNA members who left PNA this week. Tiffany being among them, one of our OG producers. Thank you so much for all of the work and support you put into our shows. And to Kate, who also left this week, and everyone else who's left PNA before them. As we say in wrestling, we wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Don't forget to follow the show on Facebook and Instagram and on Spotify, the Wrestling Podcast. Kita kits tayo next week for another live stream, 7 p.m. We've got another audio-only episode earlier next week, so make sure you catch that too. Individually, our social media accounts are at Roizbar, at Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E on Twitter, N-I-G-H-T on Instagram, at Chino Supersized, yes, Roman J, sinajani Chino yan, and for me, at _StanC. So on behalf of Ro,
Chino, and Rowan ASH. My name is Stan. Wrestling Podcast out. Remember, wag bumoto ng magnanakaw.
Peace.
Too sweet.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.